Speaking for Peace House were Sally Tauber, Director of Development and Marketing, and Board Member Julie Joyce, who said parties are being held to gather the so-called bling. Joyce said that both private and public events are being held.
We have a great deal of supporters who are having private parties in their home, and we're encouraging people to do that. It's a great girls' night out, girls' night in. Invite people to your home, invite them to somebody else's home, have snacks and drinks, and ask them to bring their gently used handbags, jewelry, belts, and scarves. And we're also grateful to many of the businesses we have in the community who are sponsoring Bling It On parties as well. We've already had several at Right at Home and Du Jour. We've got some coming up at Freedom Chiropractic, Oil and Vinegar at the Junction, Whimsy Clothing Boutique, and Splendor Beauty Emporium.
She advised that if you're having a party, it's a good idea to contact them.
Well, if they contact us in advance, we can provide them with tax receipts for their guests and some advertising information to pass around about the event.
Joyce and Tauber talked about the bling flame set for November 9th.
So once all this bling is collected, we actually have a huge team of volunteers that sorts and marks it. And we have a preview party at Park City Community Church on the 9th of November in the evening, 5:30 to 8 o'clock. And then the actual boutique is on Friday and Saturday, November 10th and 11th.
And I'd add that we have tickets on sale now for the preview party. That is $25 in advance at peacehouse.org or $30 at the door. And that event is sponsored by Whimsy, which we're very grateful for. We'll have a silent auction. We'll have nibbles and mocktails. And it's a great opportunity for people to shop the merchandise before we open to the public.
They added they could still use some help for the event.
We have a calendarsignup.com on our website that you can go to and sign up. We need a ton of help for marking and sorting, getting everything ready for November 9th.
Julie Joyce and Sally Tauber for Peace House. Their website also has a list of collection bins located around town where you can drop off items. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.